This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Friday and Saturday, Oshkosh will celebrate National Bike Month with a couple of events. Friday is Ride Your Bike to Work Day. Riders can stop by the Grand Opera House Square tomorrow morning from 7 till 10, get a cup of coffee from the New Moon Cafe, and a bike checkup from Winnebago Bicycle. Saturday, Bike Osh is sponsoring a 20 pit stop ride around town, where riders can find out more about bike routes and have a chance to win prizes. Friday, Oshkosh West High School students are sponsoring the school's first-ever Diversity Day and Fashion Show. The goal is to spotlight the different cultures and people who make up Oshkosh West High School. The event is open to the public. Later on today, GO Transit will demonstrate their new accessibility technology. It allows people with wheelchairs or scooters to board the bus without the assistance from the driver. A bus will be at the Senior Citizen Center later today from 11 till 1 to show off that new technology. Page 2, you may have seen this. Waterfest headliner Trombone Shorty was on Colbert this week. He performed his latest single, Lifted. You can find it on YouTube in case you want to check it out. Trombone Shorty will be rocking the Fox in August. Waterfest tickets are now on sale. The Oshkosh City Plan Commission has given the go-ahead to a second Dunkin' Donuts location. This one would be on 20th Avenue near the old LeSure's Bakery and Diner. The Plan Commission has also given unanimous approval to the Boys and Girls Club expansion. Both those projects now move on to the City Council for their consideration. The Payne Arts Center and Garden will have their Festival of Spring on Saturday. Over 100 vendors and a plant sale planned that day. And the Winnebago County Board will not go on record opposing the City of Oshkosh's plan to purchase some 60 acres of land off Clairville Road for stormwater retention. The board supervisor who drafted the opposition proposal decided to remove it from the county board agenda this week. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again on the Chamber website on Tuesday. Have yourself a great weekend.